What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, August 22nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. And Eric Pickle.
Morning. How are you, Ricky?
Good morning. Doing all right. We got to hang out a little bit last night at the Gaylord in National Harbor. I don't think I had ever been in that hotel. Mm-hmm. I've been to National Harbor before. I mean, years ago, I went to lunch there with my mom. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever went in that particular hotel. I've been to MGM National Harbor a ton of times. It was nice. We did some schmoozing.
Yeah, schmoozing.
It's a great spot. Yeah, it was cool. Had a good time. Said hello. Met some good people from FanDuel. Met some people from some ad agencies. Met some people within the Odyssey company. They're very excited about, you know, our podcast numbers. So
that we don't get paid for.
I guess.
How many times did you mention that?
I mean, on some level, maybe we get it. Who knows? They did mention new revenue coming in for talent.
Oh, really?
So there might be some opportunities there. But
you have to brief me on that.
Well, I don't know the details yet, but. It was interesting.
Jason Bishop, how long do you think it took me to go from Gaithersburg, Maryland to Oxon Hill National Harbor?
Two.
I left my house. I wanted to leave a little earlier, but I had something with the neighbor.
Late.
I left at 3:45.
You got there at 5:15.
5:30.
Yeah.
5:30.
No accident, just a bunch of donkeys.
There might have been accident. It was a rough go.
I think it was just rough rush hour.
Yeah. Well, this morning, if you're traveling the toll road going east, starting around Herndon, and then going for a few miles like into Reston, so from Herndon to Reston, something fell off a truck, and there's stuff all over the road. I couldn't tell if it was, you know, wood, plastic, foam. I couldn't tell. It was big rectangular pieces.
Yeah.
And there's stuff all over the road. And in about an hour and a half, when the toll road gets jammed, it's going to be a poop storm because people are going to be slowing down because they're not going to know what it is. I mean, it literally is all over the road. And then they're going to have to clean the road. So I don't know who does that. I don't know when they'll do it. But I would not want to be on the toll road east in the next hour and a half because it's going to be a jam.
Mm.
Because something fell off a truck. And it's all over the road, everywhere.
Mm. What does it look like?
It looks like, I don't know. I couldn't tell. It's big rectangular foam or boards, but and I was avoiding them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of them broke up, so they're all over. There's pieces of it all over the road.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a nightmare. I know. Yesterday, as we were schmoozing with some of the ad agencies and companies associated with the show, towards the end, I went to the bathroom. And then I'm going to just talk about this because it's early in the show. Valdez, you can relate, I think. Any guy can relate, I think. Just doing my business, number one. Just kind of lingering. Put my junk away. Went and looked in the mirror. And I was wearing golf pants. There was a wet spot from my zipper down to my ankles.
Oh.
Down to my ankles. I've never seen that before. I didn't give it a money shake.
Oh, it was from you. Because sometimes.
No. It was.
It wasn't from the counter. Sometimes if you go to wash your hands.
No. I didn't just give it a money shake.
Oh.
Right.
And I looked at it and I went.
You had drippage.
I looked like I was 100. Because it went. It's never happened to me before where it went from my zipper to my ankle. Because they're like golf pants. They're like almost like sweatpants.
You couldn't leave the bathroom.
I had to stay in the bathroom for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I just said, I'm out of here. I got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just humiliating. The humiliation that I felt was crazy. Now, I don't think anybody saw.
I have a trick.
Yeah,
anytime that happens, anytime
I leave
a drip.
Or, you have a blow dryer that you carry?
No. It's as soon as I leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
Every single person I encounter, I make eye contact.
You stare at them. I know.
Stare, and then I talk them up. I riz them up yeah. eye to eye.
Yeah.
So that way they have no chance to like look down at my hog and at my wet spot.
Yeah. I mean, dude, this was beyond a wet spot. This looked like somebody poured water down my leg. It was crazy.
Yeah.
By the way,
to the best of us.
I was completely oblivious until I went into the mirror.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known.
I would have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give it a money shaker before you put it away. Give me a famous guy with a last name Shaker or Shake or something. I don't know.
Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, you need to give it a Tupac. You need to give it a money Tupac before you exit the urinal. Oh,
so while we were in Maryland, Oxon Hill National Harbor, this viral food critic, TikToker's got 16 million followers, Keith Lee, visited this restaurant called Okonomi Asian Grill. They had been dealing with a theft, and the owner went to social media in hopes of catching the thief because somebody had been stealing food using DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Lee saw this. And then he did his deal at the Okonomi Asian Grill. And this guy's huge, apparently. 16 million followers.
Mm.
So is he just doing them charity, or is the food actually good and he's hyping them up like it's legit?
He does what my daughter does. He rates the food. He said he rated all the food that he tried there between 7.5 to 8.5 out of 10.
I have his review. And then also the news story, if you want
to. Yeah, I want to hear. New guy to me.
People that know about this place are calling the Asian Chipotle. Now, I've gone on record multiple times and saying I love Chipotle. Well, I'm going to show you everything I got, and we're going to try it. Everything with the team. A Hawaiian-ish chicken bowl, a lemongrass chicken bowl, and a kimchi cucumber salad. And he put in bang bang sauce and a pineapple fish sauce. I'm not sure if this pineapple fish sauce got shellfish in it, so I ain't going to risk it. This is a lemongrass bowl. It's lemongrass chicken, peanuts, green mix, cucumbers, carrots, onion on top of a bed of rice. I think it didn't come with the sauce, so I'm gonna try without the sauce first. I love how clean this looks. They said the inside was real clean. I can tell just by this bowl presentation.
All right, I can't. I mean, it's just too. Hey, Drab, I know he's super famous. There's nothing there for me.
Well, I know. So it's the complete opposite of what you would think would make a great presenter. It's his direct, to the point, no BS. He's hard on people all the time. Like, he goes to these takeout restaurants, these corner stores, and he'll be like, sometimes he'll be brutal, and then he'll tank these restaurants. But if he blesses you, then it's the greatest thing. You get hooked.
God bless him.
That's TikToker Keith Lee, a very popular food reviewer. He visited a small local restaurant in Fairfax. And, of course, Lee has become the go-to guy for spotlighting the best mom-and-pop eateries across the country. And he's notorious for helping them double, sometimes even triple, their business at times. So his visit comes just in time for the Okonomi Asian Grill. One of Keith Lee's followers shared WUSA9's reporting about how Okonomi Asian Grill was just plagued with thieves using DoorDash. So he decided to pay the small business a visit, and not only did he give the food a positive review, Lee also paid for $2,000 worth of food for other patrons, and he left a $1,000 tip.
Wow. Talk about paying it forward.
Well, he's obviously a good dude, but the lack of charisma for me, I can't even.
I think it's getting
impossible to get through.
I think it's getting super challenging for him because when he just started out, he was just a guy. Yeah. And he could be honest, but now if he gives these negative reviews, he'll tank the restaurant. Like,
yeah, but it'd be
over for him. So he doesn't really want to do that. So I think he's pulled in different directions. But this guy, I've noticed him like a couple, I don't know, maybe Mike Marr said he used to be a UFC fighter or a MMA fighter.
Really? Yeah, so he was in PFO for a while, record of 8-5, but his brother was really successful in the UFC. He challenged for a couple of titles back in the day, Kevin Lee. But yeah, he doesn't do competition anymore. It's all his food reviews. As of 2022 was his last fight.
I mean, God bless him.
I believe the PFL is in town on Friday.
Yep, at the Anthem.
Is it?
I mean,
so professional.
I saw an interview.
Fighters.
He's obviously got a great heart. Like, he's doing the right thing for people. It's just cool. But from a radio perspective, that's cancer.
I know. I think that's part of his charm, though. It's like one of those things. You know, our guy Tony P. He's not the most
Like Tony P, though, here's the thing. You guys hit me to him. I haven't had given my theory on him. I'm probably wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably dead wrong. Because he's probably really doing very, very well financially. But I feel like he's going to eventually just slide into like Fox 5 or something. Like he's going to, I feel like he's going to be a full-time broadcaster.
Well, you didn't listen to Bit Season when he was on. That's his whole plan.
That's his whole plan.
He already works for Fox 5.
I know.
Yeah.
But I know he just does little bits. But I feel like
he admires Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
I see him as a full-time broadcaster.
That's what he
wants to
do.
Like, I think that's his, like, I see that fit.
Hmm.
You know, because he's kind of cheesy, nice guy, but he's perfect for that. He's perfect for that.
I saw an interview with that guy, Keith Lee. A few months ago. He was on the Today Show. That's how big it was.
Yeah.
And he was doing, and they were interviewing him, and I think he's from Texas. Is he from Texas?
Vegas, I think.
Oh, Vegas? I thought he was from Texas. But, I mean, I got the same vibe on that, too. I mean, he's just... I couldn't believe how many followers he has.
It's unbelievable.
And he's just monotone, and there's no real personality, and he's more popular than ever.
I got so much Riz. I got so much personality, and I just...
Think about how different he is from Guy Fieri, right? The other restaurant kingmaker.
Well, I don't even really know much about Fieri, but he obviously has a much larger persona.
Like, giant persona.
Yeah.
You know, goes around to all these mom and pop places, mm-hmm. giving reviews, gets people excited to, you know.
Yeah, just got so much energy.
He's never really hard on any place.
No.
He's always
diner, positive.
Well, it is hard, like you said, like even Portnoy, like, he really doesn't want to go around and trash a pizza place and ruin their business.
Yeah, especially if it's a small business, mom and pop place.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last
and
thing
And your
you li- do.
Livelihoods depend on selling food.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a good dude. But it is bizarre to me what hits and what doesn't.
Holy guacamole.
I think he's got a couple more DMV restaurants on his schedule here.
Says he's on a DMV tour.
Did he shout out like which ones he's going to? Like do people know or he's just going to show up?
Maybe it's after the fact. I'm sure if he announced where he's going to be, it would be mobbed.
Yeah, people are I don't know. He takes suggestions and everyone's giving him suggestions. A couple of Baltimore restaurants it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Might be up next. Not sure.
Mm.
Man, I'm in the wrong biz. I should be doing food reviews. I'm so silly.
The new bit I've seen on social media is like places that are notorious for skimping, like Chipotle and other restaurants. When they order on DoorDash, they'll put their name as Kevin Lee, and then they'll just get hooked up with a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you're like, kidding? Oh, yeah,
yep, all the time.
Although he's Keith Lee.
Keith Lee, yeah. Kevin's his brother, my bad.
Keith Lee was a great power forward for Memphis back in 1981.
Yeah, when Drab came
that's
in
the
here,
Keith
he said,
Lee,
heard
I know.
Keith Lee, that's who I thought of too. Was he a lefty?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, dude, is it too late? Can we find a niche? Can we do something? Can we rate something? Like, what do we got?
My daughter's at the U.S. Open today doing food reviews.
That's right. The U.S. Open starts this weekend, doesn't it?
What can I review that's not food so I'm not taking a bite?
She's working today, tomorrow, then she's going to be in Jersey. We're going to go up there and visit her for the weekend, and then she has to do something again on Tuesday. She hooked up boy John with tickets to the U.S. Open for next Thursday, I believe.
What if I do a an Instagram, TikTok page, and I just rate cheeks? Like hot chicks' cheeks.
Go for it.
Guys do golf swings. Guys doing food. Just rate cheeks.
Yeah.
And I just get chicks to send me pictures.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
You'd be awesome at it.
All chicks, send your butts to Eric.
Send me a picture of you. Of your cheeks.
Let me rate your sex tape.
He's been trying to do that one for 25 years.
God.
That one's still open, right?
Always open for business. Big Pickle Productions. You know, there was a local eatery that definitely stole my name and opened a restaurant, Big Pickle, in Kensington. Failed.
I did not know that.
Oh, that's true.
It failed?
Failed.
I did.
Yeah.
I know that you had a sandwich
Big Pickle.
At Blue Mash for a while.
It was called Big Pickle. No, my sandwich at Blue Mash was the EBLT.
Yeah.
That one was also fairly short-lived.
Mm-hmm. Didn't last very
couple
long.
Years,
no
couple
one,
years.
No one was buying it.
And then we all had our donuts at the Fractured Prune.
Yeah. Does Kevin, well, there's not even a movie section. Remember, Kevin used to have a movie section in but Best Buy, right? Or was it Blockbuster? I think Best Buy, too.
Maybe.
I think at Best Buy. But they don't even have, I mean, Best Buy now, you go in there, they're selling washer and dryers. They're trying to sell anything.
Yep. That's what they
do. It's so sad when you drive by and you see these big retail spots that you know was an old Dick's or an old Best Buy, and they're just empty.
Yeah.
Now playing pickleball in there or something.
Right. Or they're doing nothing in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, boys, it is Open Line Thursday. Listeners can steer the show at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Same number. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Later in the show, guess who's coming back?
It's Thursday.
Dave Richard.
Well,
talk
probably
some fantasy
probably
football.
Millions of drafts this weekend.
Cake's probably going
to
call us in.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to Dave Richard then. Coming up next, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.